cyanide salts are among the most fastest lethal poisons that could be given to a human being.
6 months after 9/11, as America went to war, Chicago had its own scare.
When we come into a situation where there's a toxic chemical involved, we are absolutely on high alert.
He called himself Dr. Chaos, and he was moving around the city underground, carrying with him a vial of cyanide.
If there is a threat to the general public, if it's a deadly threat, we want to make sure that that threat is neutralized.
I'm Joe Donlan with WGN-TV in Chicago, and this is Chasing Chaos.
All right, so we're in the tunnel system now.
Way down below the towering buildings at the University of Illinois Chicago is a system of tunnels connecting one part of the campus to another.
And the tunnels are not well marked in any way, shape, or form to let you know exactly what building you're in or if you're on the right way. So a lot of people do tend to avoid them.
You have to know where you're going.
You kind of have to know where you're going.
Dr. Frank Polacek, a toxicologist at UIC, is our underground tour guide.
After events like Dr. Chaos, all of these tunnels have these doors that shut at 5 at night, and they're electromagnetic doors at the end of this hallway, that hallway, going into the hospital, and you have to have key card access to be able to get in and get out. But this is how we get around in the middle of winter for the convenience of patients and other people when it comes to doing the functions of a medical center.
But these were the tunnels he was using.
He was in this tunnel system. Where exactly, I don't know.
When Dr. Chaos snuck into these tunnels nearly 20 years ago, UIC was evacuated. As rumors swirled, people were afraid he'd stolen deadly poison from the school labs, and he might use it.
What was your reaction when you heard this?
Well, when it initially happens, you have no idea what's going on. They think they caught somebody with a chemical compound in the tunnels trying to harm people.
The suspect was 25-year-old Joseph Konopka, a.k.a. Dr. Chaos. He was a high school dropout, but by all accounts, he was very intelligent. FBI Special Agent Siobhan Johnson says he had a fascination with the city's underground tunnels.
We came to learn that Konopka was actually interested in learning about some of the underground passageways in the city of Chicago, that he understood where certain substations were in the CTA, and that he had actually accessed one of these substations on the blue line and rekeyed the door so that only he could access that room.
Within that storage room, Konopka hid 7 boxes of cyanide, but the stash didn't come from UIC. When the FBI questioned Dr. Chaos, he told them where he found the deadly poison.
So he told us that sometime during summer of 2001, he had visited an abandoned warehouse with an associate and had located a number of vials of different chemicals, things like mercuric sulfate, potassium chlorate, also 2 types of cyanide. So we had sodium cyanide and potassium cyanide.
Konopka considered himself an urban explorer, using the rail system to roam the far reaches of the city to see what he could discover, taking pictures along the way of vacant buildings and posting them on the internet. One day, his travels took him to 48th and Halsted, the site of an abandoned industrial metal business that used cyanide. It's a common chemical in metalwork. The building has been torn down now. All that remains today is a rusty fence and an overgrown lot, weeds everywhere. Neighbors in the area were stunned to learn that the company left the cyanide behind, allowing Dr. Chaos to find it.
I was like, whoa, too close. That was like, oh my goodness, what's going on?
He was just 25 years old, but by the time he was arrested in Chicago, he'd already made a name for himself. He was facing a slew of charges for destructive acts in Wisconsin. He tried to set a fire at a remote radio transmitter, and he shut off electrical power to an entire town. All told, he caused hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage to property. Tim Funnell was a district attorney for Door County in those days.
Now, when you combine that with the fact that these were communication facilities and that there were young juveniles that were involved with him at his request, I think that that kind of conduct is serious in nature.
But before he could face trial, Konopka skipped bail and skipped town. His aunt had posted bond. She ended up losing the $15,000. At the time, his grandmother said he fled because he didn't want to spend years behind bars.
It scared him very badly, and I believe that's when he decided that he was going to leave.
That's when Dr. Chaos came to Chicago. He rekeyed a CTA storage closet and hid underground, collecting things along the way. Here's the U.S. attorney.
He shouldn't have had a pound of cyanide, okay? He wasn't working with cyanide, and that is a crime in itself if you don't have a lawful reason to have cyanide. And because cyanide is a dangerous chemical, that's why it is a crime, that's why we arrested him, that's why we charged him. We're not alleging beyond that.
But that's not where our story ends. According to court documents, Konopka had stolen a couple of computers and gained illegal access to computer networks. And just like he had in Wisconsin, Dr. Chaos recruited a group of teenagers to join what he called his realm of chaos.
It was also concerning that he was operating with a juvenile. So he wasn't alone. He was actively working with at least one other individual. And as a minor, I mean, that's unfortunate because that minor is not necessarily aware of everything that is implied by running around with these chemicals. So it was problematic from a lot of different viewpoints.
In Illinois, the court sentenced Konopka to 13 years in prison for possessing cyanide. The court in Wisconsin added another 7 years for the trouble he caused there. Dr. Chaos was out from the underground, and he was about to do hard time. 20 years in a maximum security prison with the worst of the worst, drug kingpins and terrorists.
He was an extremely intelligent individual, and he took steps to actively undermine the safety of our city. This is not something we see every day, and I hope it's something that we never see again.
What was his motive? Why did Konopka keep the cyanide? A judge asked him that very question. He said, I have several reasons, but no good reason. In episode 3 of Chasing Chaos.
Hi, we're looking for Joe.
Joe.
We head north to Wisconsin to look for Dr. Chaos and find some answers in his hometown. Where is Dr. Chaos now? Find out as Chasing Chaos continues. I'm Joe Donlan. This is a Nexstar production with writer and producer Marcia Bartel, photographer Kevin Dolman, and editor Brian Say.